This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas 8:15
now, and we're joined by Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, consultant to many departments. You'll see him on TV, national TV, occasionally as an expert, a consultant that they contact to weigh in on different matters, and we're lucky enough to have him every Wednesday here to talk about stuff with us. Morning, Chief. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and you are the largest elf on a shelf ever. If you were to be an elf on a shelf, we need a bigger shelf.
That's right. Just think about having to move me.
6'11", what are you, 6'12"? How tall are you? 6'14"?
I was 6'11 when I started as a chief, but they beat me down to 6'5".
Okay. Let's talk about SEER levels and what's going on there with the federal government and the ratings and threat level, et cetera. What does all that mean?
It levels out. It gives you a sense of how much support the federal government will give after there's been an assessment that there's significant risk that's not usual. That's a lot of words to say you would be able to access additional resources from the Department of Homeland Security. I know it's a bugaboo, but you would get additional resources from National Guard. You would get additional resources from other local law enforcement agencies as you build the pyramid back down to local. Here in New Orleans, we have these events so frequently, the systems and the muscles are well practiced. But there's one thing to remember. Every time you have a successful event, you do an after action. And in that after action, yet to this day, I've never seen one where we didn't learn something. We could have done that different, or we could have done that better. One of the things about doing so many events in New Orleans is there's a little bit of malaise that can step in because, well, the streets don't change. You know, Girard is still Girard. This one's still this one. But what changes is the tempo and flow of the crowd that's coming in. Sometimes a Mardi Gras will be smaller than larger, and other times it'll be expansive. So you got to be on the fly. You also want to learn what were the best techniques of rotating officers to protect them for wellness, to make sure they're not getting too exhausted, and what's the best way to learn from what happened last time to not make the same errors, if any, the next time.
So when it comes to your experience as a chief criminologist, all this stuff, and your PhD and all your training and education you have, how concerned are you of a copycat-like event for New Year's Eve this year?
I think you always are going to be considering that, right? I mean, there's no question that you can't have, 100,000 people interacting with one another, and the police will be able to control every single interaction. Things can certainly happen. A key piece to that is visibility, high-level visibility. You may remember when I was chief, We instructed that all the officers wear the high visibility yellow jackets. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they still do or they don't. I mean, they should if they're not, and if they are, that's great. Because people see a visible presence, it makes them a bit more calm. Secondly, they know who to go to if a problem is starting to break out. Third, Tommy, I love to talk about, I rode a horse on Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras for several Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. The reason we have horses is because their visibility. People can see the horse, they can see where protection is, they can see where help is, and also the officers at a very high level, and they can see into the crowd. Issue here is the more visibility of police you have, it sends a bit of a message into a crowd. But more importantly, if something was to go, if things were starting to get heated between people, you can turn and say, oh, there's the police right there. I see that bright yellow vest. That must be them. Let's get them over here and see if they can help us. All those things are really small things, but they're all very impactful things.
So just as a layman, it seems to me this guy sensed a weakness, did some planning. I'm talking about the Bourbon Street attacker, and mm-hmm. I'm in no way trying to minimize this at all. But he sensed a weakness and attacked and killed these people. But when it comes to this year, is the city better prepared for it? And I presume they will have, I don't know what you would do, because, Chief, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because this is a kind of complicated situation here. I don't know how you make every street in the French Quarter safe on New Year's Eve. When you talk about copycats, there always could be something like that. You can block off the major entrances. If you were Chief, what would you do? I'll pose it that way when we come back. 820 Traffic Now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Christmas Eve, talking to Ronald Surpass, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, Dr. Ronald Surpass, who has a PhD. So, Chief, let me just tell you my side of it, okay? The way I look at it is this nut job had an idea, this fanatic had an idea to commit a terrorist attack, and he did. On New Year's Eve last year, or early New Year's Day, between then and now, I don't know what's really changed. We had all these conversations about archer barriers and this type of barrier and that type of barrier and studies and everything else. But has anything really substantially changed? And what can the city do other than maybe block off some main thoroughfares? Your thoughts?
Well, I think if your perception, because you're in the news media ecosystem every day, and I'm on the outside looking in, it doesn't appear that the city of New Orleans, the mayor's office, has called together a public event to talk about what are we going to do different this year than last year. You may recall we did two Super Bowls when I was chief. We did several major events, and every time Mayor Melandrew or Mayor Morial, we would have events with the public to say, here are the things we're going to be doing. We're wanting you to help us look at what's going on in case you see things, a surveillance question, if you will. Mm-hmm. We're going to have offices in places where we might not have had them last year. We're going to use techniques and such that we haven't used before, like for Super Bowl with Department of Homeland Safety and other equipment. The issue is communication. Some advisors would tell the chief, don't say too much publicly because you might feel like you're getting boxed in. Other advisors would tell the chief, let's tell the public everything we know to encourage trust and confidence that they can go there and trust that they think we're doing the best thing. You can imagine what side I land on. Mm-hmm. I think you should be out there talking to the public, saying these are the things we're going to do. And then you can explain, look, if a fire truck has to get on Bourbon, Royal, or Decatur in the middle of Bourbon Street, we want the fire truck to get there and have the fire chief say, yeah, we got to get there. Mm-hmm. If an emergency medical vehicle needs to get to Bourbon Street, this leads us to the conclusion that if we put cement barriers on every cross street from Bourbon and Canal all the way to Esplanade and Canal, what do we do when we need somebody to get them help? We can't move a 1,000-pound piece of concrete by ourselves. These are the kind of things that prepares a community to understand that you're carefully, thoughtfully, and transparently discussing why you're making the decisions you're making to increase trust and confidence and to increase support.
So there would appear to be a vacuum when it comes to the mayor's office and the transition period with Councilmember Moreno. I don't know who's empowered to do what, but do you think these meetings are being held that A is talking to B is talking to C? Because we did have a problem last year with public works and who puts the barricades out, et cetera, right?
I think in this case, Mayor-elect Moreno has an opportunity to discuss publicly what she would hope to happen, but she's not in charge. So it's definitely on, and unquestionably it is on Mayor Cantrell. She's not out of office yet. It ain't over yet. It's on her watch. I would be one of the advisors saying, let's be public, let's be loud, let's talk about all what we're trying to do to make sure we're making this safe. And I wouldn't be afraid if something went wrong that we were criticized for talking too much. Public needs to know that you're engaged and your efforts are to make them safe. That's what we've done for decades, and I've seen mayors and governors do it, and I always think that's the right call. I don't know what they think the right call is in the mayor's office, Cantrell, but that's what I would be advising if I was the chief to the mayor. Hey, we got to be out front. We got to be talking. We got to let people know what we think we're going to do differently and why we're not going to do what you think we should do or why we're going to do what you suggested. Build that confidence. Build that rapport. Build that support so that people can feel like they've got the best effort in front of them to come down and enjoy the wonderful New Year's Eve celebration, the Mardi Gras celebration, et cetera.
So a year later, despite all the talk, all of the studies, all of this, all of that, has anything substantially changed?
Only from what I know. From reading the news stories, it always came to what I thought it was going to be. Bourbon Street is not just a place for people to have a party. It's a business, it's a residence, it's a transaction of tourism. I have dear friends who were part of these study groups, and I respect them, and I respect them totally. But if you go to New York City Times Square tonight, and it's not a major event, you walk on the sidewalks, right? Mm-hmm. The cars are on the street, right? When they shut down New York Times Square for a specific event and they can put garbage trucks in bastions, that's because they only do that a couple times a year. Bourbon Street is every night in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Royal Street is every day in New Orleans. We have people who live there just like in Times Square. But the difference, I hope I'm making the difference. We can't close Bourbon Street forever. They can't close New York Times forever. You close it when you have to at the moments when it's needed. Otherwise, you got to find a way for the two to coexist. Business, tourism, residents.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Thank you, Joe. I'm Dave Cohen. Back to Tommy Tucker now on WWL.
So what is your schedule like? What, you work today and then you're off, or what do you do?
No, well, I'll be off tomorrow. We're all off tomorrow unless there's, you know, something horrible, terrible, no good, very bad.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
I'll be back at 5 o'clock on Friday morning.
All right.
You?
Yeah, I'll be back on Friday morning as well. I didn't know. So I say this not to bring anybody down, but just to prevent it from happening again. A guy in Nebraska died in a freak accident in a McDonald's drive-thru. Do you see this?
No, what happened?
Apparently, there was some kind of problem with getting out, and he got trapped between his car door and the restaurant payment window.
He got out of the car in the drive-thru lane?
Trying to get through, I guess trying to get out of the car, he got trapped between his vehicle and the payment window. And an employee got hurt that was trying to rescue him, trying to go in through the passenger door. So I don't know exactly what happened.
Maybe
but
he forgot to take it out of par. I mean, take it out of drive, and I don't know.
I will say this. You know, I got a new truck, and with if you're not used to the push buttons and not a gear shift, it's easy sometimes to hop out. Does your car have a gear shift or not?
Mine does, but my wife's new SUV has one of those spinny things. You have to turn the dial to change from drive to park to reverse or whatever. Although, kind of neat, if she kills it while she's in drive, it'll click, 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 click to park automatically.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. So be aware if you go to a drive-thru, don't get out of the car.
Never get out of the car in the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, it was terrible for him.
Yeah, he's dead.
He is, exactly, that's right, 68 years old. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mike Haas, Voice of the Saints, here on WWL.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
844 16 till 9. Fresh from an appearance in my living room on Sunday as he called the Saints game, we welcome in Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints. How you doing, Michael?
I am well. Happy holidays to you as well.
And Merry Christmas and happy whatever you celebrate and all that stuff. Tell me about the New Orleans Bowl. I know you work for the Dome as well. Tell me about the New Orleans Bowl yesterday. How'd it turn out?
It was pretty good. I was on the field for taking some pictures, just kind of, you know, just taking it all in. I thought Southern Miss was going to take it, but it was Western Kentucky late. Got a pick, got a touchdown, and went on top. And so it was good. It was, you know, Southern Miss not too far away, so that worked out even for Western Kentucky. So that bowl has seen some challenges, seen some unique times, and it fights its way through. So Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation should be proud of kind of what they've established. I think it was 2001, 2002.
25 years, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, 25 years.
Right.
So you guys went all out with the end zones yesterday, Mike.
Well, you know, there was a game on Sunday, and the main thing is to clean the Saints off.
Yeah. Right.
To get that.
I liked it. It looked like back in the 30s.
Old school.
With the whatever you call them, diagonal stripes in the end zone.
Yeah.
I liked it. I really did. I liked the look. Tell me what's, real quick, we'll get back to the Saints, but how excited are you guys about the Sugar Bowl coming in?
It's going to be great. I mean, you know, Tulane would have been good as well. A rematch of these two teams in the SEC. Ole Miss is only loss, and no, it's going to be, you know, everybody from a crowd standpoint. Ole Miss was here in 22, but when they played Baylor, Georgia, you know, here last year. But this is, you know, you get these rematches, and they're interesting. And Ole Miss looked unbelievable in their first round game, and we'll see how the bye teams do. The bye teams suffered last year, but I think it's a different situation this year with the bye teams. But I'm looking forward to it.
Let me tell you this: while we're talking about Superdome, you guys are to be commended, because every time I go in, I'm astounded that was the same building that I was walking in back in the 80s, watching Bobby Hebert play football on the field. It's amazing the job that you all have done. You got to be pleased with the renovations.
No, they're unbelievable. We've kind of gotten so used to them now, because it's been really since 24. But, you know, so we're going to Nashville this week, and they're building a new stadium. And I was like, wow, when was the old one? 1999. That was the old one. I go, that's the old one? We built in 75, right? And so that's why it's a unique building. It doesn't get outdated.
It just seems like when I look at it, Mike, I don't know what advantage you would have by building a new stadium. I really don't. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not going to get any more space. Let's put it that way. That's a 2 million square foot building. They don't even build them like that anymore. There's always, you know, it's really the technology. When you see the new buildings now, it's about technology and built in, you know, lighting and Wi-Fi and all that stuff. And believe me, our Wi-Fi and all that, and all of our technological aspects of that realm have been upgraded big time. But man, you know, you get these new buildings. You can't do any better than what we have.
That's the point I'm making. That's what I'm trying to say. Let's talk about the Saints. Thoughts from Sunday's game?
Well, it was impressive. A lot of it was the same script. You know, 9-6 at halftime. Didn't give up touchdown on the opening drive, but did fumble on the first drive, and that's the fourth time that's happened. It's in some ways, they've kind of following the same script, and then the defense plays just lights out in the second half. But it felt different. It just felt like this team is continuing to just make strides. Not huge strides, but strides. I mean, and they're doing so really in a more with less situation. You had four wide receivers that were up: Pettis, Olave, Tipton, and Austin. Mm-hmm. You had two running backs that were up: Estime and Hull. They were on your roster when we started the season. Three offensive linemen who were not your starters at the beginning of the season or planned starters. So it's just really kind of, you know, it's more with less. I think it's really, you just watch the evolution of Tyler Shuck and how much more comfortable he feels out there. He looks out there. His progressions are fast, and he didn't have to run the ball much this past week. And that's the other thing. They really haven't had a running game to speak of this year. And so it's you know, you take it three straight, four of the last six. Tennessee's won two of the last three. Mm-hmm. And so these two teams mirror each other in a lot of ways.
Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up when we come back. We'll talk about Tyler Shuck some more when we come back. And back in August, would you imagine that you'd be calling a game with, what's his first name, Estime? Audric, something like that?
Audric Estime.
Audric Estime.
And no.
Yeah, you didn't think that you'd be doing that,
no.
Did you? No. Yeah,
no,
it
I did
goes
not.
To show you. It things change. We'll take a break, come back with Mike Haas, Voice of the Saints. 8:50 now, 10 till 9, Christmas Eve, traffic, WWL. 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, decking the halls with the Voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. And I'm tell y'all, if you don't turn down the sound and sync it up with WWL and listen to Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister and Jeff Nowak on the sideline, you're missing out on a lot. You really are, because they know the history of the team as we talk about the running back situation and how that's changed. They know the team going back to August that these national guys don't. Tell me what has been most impressive to you about Tyler Shuck's development.
Probably his completion percentage. He's thrown a ton of passes. He threw 49 passes on Sunday, 32 of 49, yet still 65%. Overall, he's 66%. He's had two games completing over 70%. Now, he's got five picks, but to me, that's a very misleading stat. Two of them came on fourth down at the end of games that didn't matter. I mean, they were literally just fourth down. He threw them up. I don't even count them. Mm-hmm. Two of them were, I'm not sure if it was his fault at all. It was a receiver running a the right route, or did he throw a wrong route? So I'm not sure they're on him. And then there's one that's maybe on him. So he got five picks, but to me, he really doesn't. So I think that's a little misleading. So to have that kind of completion percentage when you're throwing the ball as much as they are, because they really have not had a running game except for him in week 14, when he had two touchdowns, you know, his 34-yard run is the longest run that the Saints have had in 3 years, except for one run by Taysom Hill for a touchdown. That's
wow.
It. 34 yards is the longest run in 3 years, except for one other.
He can play. I'm going to tell you what. Let's talk about the young secondary, because they impress me.
Yeah, I don't even, you know, to me, they're not even so much young anymore. Mm. They're no longer rookies. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I guess compared to like a DeMario Davis or a Cam Jordan, I guess that's what I mean.
Most people are young compared to DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan, at least
for us.
Except for us, yeah, in the NFL. But they've played so much, you know, Quincy Riley. Maybe it's not what you wanted. I talked to Mickey yesterday. This is not what you wanted, but you're going to get the benefit of it. Danny Stutzman, Jonas Sanker, mm-hmm. Quincy Riley. I mean, the plan wasn't to have these guys starting as long as they have, and so you're taking your lumps. They've gotten beat some. There's been some miscommunication, but at the end, when they walk into camp next year, man, they are going to be, you know, well beyond their years because of the amount of time that they've played and quality time. Not situational football, but every play. Sanker's got great instincts. I love his big hitter. He's got two picks.
He'll light you up, man.
Yeah, he will. He'll like it. It's a, you know, I totally agree.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time, and I think you do a great job with the games. You know that because I'll text you occasionally during the game when I hear a hossism that I appreciate. You and Deuce and all of y'all and your family have a Merry Christmas, all right?
Same to you, my friend. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Not that Deuce is part of your family, but you get what I'm saying. Margaret Murray will join us when we come back. We're going to talk about kids being occupied and boredom. Is boredom necessarily a bad thing? Then we're going to talk about medieval Christmas and how they might have had it better than we did. Intrigued? Good.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.